Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RT Radio 1.
Well, we're all very aware of the vexed conversations that are happening now around screen time for children and its addictive properties and the harmful content that kids can be exposed to. Well, Lisa Brady is features editor and columnist with the Irish Daily Mail, and she says she feels shame for how she's enabled her children's screen time addiction, and it's time for a reckoning with screen time and indeed her own screen time. Lisa, you're very welcome to the programme. How did you come to this realisation? What happened?
Hi, guys. So I suppose a couple of things. I think last week was quite a pivotal moment for kind of smartphones and families to have those conversations, you know, the Gen 3 initiative being launched. And then I actually had a very eye-opening conversation as well with David Coleman, who's a child psychologist. And yeah, I suppose it's like I've just been sort of muddling through this. And this isn't, I don't think this should be like a, you know, like a public shaming for parents, because, you know, parenting is really hard. And the reality is none of us really know quite how harmful phones are or, you know, devices are. But I think I just had a very kind of two-dimensional approach to sort of like, okay, they're looking at their iPads. It's not great. They're not doing physical exercise. You know, it's they're totally immersed in this, but I didn't think of the addictive side of it, you know.
Okay, and when did you become aware of that then? Or what changed? I know you said you were talking to David Coleman last week, but what has brought you to this realization?
Well, I suppose, you know, I was just doing a little bit of research myself on it, Sarah, and looking at the, you know, that they're basically getting these little like hits of dopamine, you know, constantly, but with the content, and it's the way the content is coming through and the speed of it and the volume of it, and they can't process it, you know. But it's funny because like a couple of weeks ago my 7-year-old did actually ask me, you know, because I was like, you know, looking at them hunched over on their screens, and I'm like, God, you know, I don't know, do something else, even watch the TV.
Yeah, I prefer the TV actually. Yeah. I'm the same.
Do you know what, you know? Lisa, you are all of us. You are every parent in the country, I think. And I just wonder, it's a similar question to what Sarah asked you, but it may be more pointed. What did David Coleman say to scare the living daylights out of you?
Oh, no, he's terrible. He's super. Like, you know, I had a great chat with him and it was such an eye-opener. It was very much the case of, because I was kind of saying to him, look, I'm a 7 and a 9-year-old. They don't, you know, they don't have, God forbid, you know, they don't have phones. But apparently so many young children have phones now. And like, that's, I think we just have been unaware as to the, you know, how damaging this can be going forward. You know, when it comes to like, it's, you know, he kind of mentioned with the chemical, you know, addiction side of it, like these little hits of dopamine constantly. So they can't switch. There is like, it's, you know, this is designed, you know, these social platforms are designed
to give that dopamine hit and then withdrawal when you don't get it. So I think
it's this instant gratification, you know, that we didn't have. Like when we were growing up, okay, yeah, you might have been like a telly addict, but at least you could detach from that quite readily and sort of, you know, wait for your favorite program to come on. And that's kind of gone with streaming anyway. Yeah. But there's this other side of, you know, the way information is coming through on smartphones.
Are you like me then in terms of not knowing what to do to fix it? Because the phone 100%. Is attached to my hand as well.
Well, I tell you what you don't do is you have to read the room. So you don't sit your children down who are, you know, their screens are like they would literally trade their dog for their screens, you know. So you don't sit them down and inform them that the Minister for Health declared a public health emergency or
I've
a public
actually
health
tried
crisis
that.
Last week. My 7-year-old came to me in tears and she's like, Mom, am I dying?
Yeah. I blame the Taoiseach for bedtime
as well. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Sometimes. Yeah, exactly. You never know, you have to try anything. Okay, so you are finally, Lisa, you're going to try and go cold turkey for everyone, is that right?
Oh, absolutely not. No, 100%. Okay. I don't advise that. And I'm no expert in this, by the way. But I would say, you know, like, just to be more curious as to what, you know, why are they, you know, going, what's driving this bloodthirsty desire to go online, and kind of question that a little bit. And then, unfortunately, realize that the only thing that can really replace it in a child's eyes is you.
Okay.
That's okay.
Well, and that is a very good message actually to end that on. Lisa, listen, thank you so much for joining us. That is Lisa Brady, who's features editor and columnist with the Irish Daily Mail. You can let us know any tricks that you've managed to 51551.